Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Anne Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, one of the things that I said to you was that I would say more on these programs about the work of the Holy Spirit and how we can put ourselves in that posture where we can receive all that God has for us. Father Jacques Philippe, he's a priest from France. I've quoted from him before, and I really urge you to look for his books. They're marvelous. They're, on one level, they're simple. On another level, they're very, very profound. I would encourage you to read Father Jacques Philippe. And I want to read you an excerpt here from one of his writings that I think you will find helpful to you. He said, "Often we cause ourselves to become agitated and disturbed because we're trying to resolve everything by ourselves. You know, I'm the only one that can do this. But we need God. We need to go to our source. It takes humility to acknowledge that I don't have it. But once we do and we get access to the truth, my goodness, it's powerful. So often we cause ourselves to become agitated and disturbed by trying to resolve everything by ourselves." This is Father Jacques Philippe. "When it would be more efficacious to remain peacefully before the gaze of God and to allow him to act and work in us with his wisdom and power, which are infinitely superior to ours." And that's what's done through the Holy Spirit. That's why confirmation is so important. We become equipped as an adult if we turn to him, if we really look to him. He dwells within us with gifts that we need to navigate the Christian life. "One of the dominant aspects of spiritual combat is the struggle on the plane of our thoughts." This is Father Jacques again. "To struggle often means opposition between those thoughts that originate in our own spirit or that come from our surroundings or even sometimes from the enemy himself. And those thoughts cause us disquietude or fear or discouragement. And on the other hand, there are those thoughts that could comfort us and reestablish our peace. So in view of this combat," then he quotes Psalm 127, "happy is the man who has filled his quiver with arrows," he says, "the arrows of good thoughts, that is to say with solid convictions based on faith that nourish one's intelligence and fortify one's heart in times of trial." God wants to help us. He's not out there. The Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, and that Holy Spirit can help us. We go to him and we say, "Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm scared. I'm frightened. I don't have any peace. I'm angry. I'm bitter. I want to lash out. Come, Holy Spirit, help me to think as God would think in these circumstances. Help me." What would Jesus do? That slogan, it fits right in here. What would Jesus do? Not only just that I imitate him, but God, through his Holy Spirit, actually gives me the power and the wisdom to speak and think and act in a way that's more in accord with God, and it inevitably brings us peace. This is part of why we need the Holy Spirit so much. The first reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 19 to 28. "In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul See, here's another situation with Paul. They stoned Paul, dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. What does that mean when the disciples gathered around him? They didn't stand there and mourn or say, oh, poor guy. They prayed. They prayed, and God gave him health. He got up, he entered the city, and on the following day he left with Barnabas for Derbe. Notice, he went into the city. He didn't hide. He didn't hide. And after they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Do you notice that with Paul is Barnabas? Barnabas stood by him. How much we need a friend like that. And Barnabas risked his own life. He got right into the fray by standing with Paul and supporting him. And so they appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. I want you to know this. They spent no little time with the disciples. We need to be, brothers and sisters, we need to have friends around us who have the same goals and the same desires as we do. You can reach out to other people and befriend them and help to bring them to the Lord. Absolutely. And they may turn into very good friends. But you also need around you at least one person who has faith like you do and who wants to follow the Lord. You need encouragement. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Psalm 145. This is what we want to live by, brothers and sisters. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. But we need to say it to one another to encourage one another and then go out and bring the word to others. And the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 27 to 31, Jesus said to his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me. Look at the humility of Jesus. Look at it. I don't act on my own. I do what the Father tells me. Brothers and sisters, you and I are called not to act on our own. We're called to ask the Lord to accompany us, to be with us, to lead us in the way that he wants us to go. Do you hear me? Please don't act on your own. If you want to see lives changed, if you want to see the people you love, you want to see their life turned around, then do as the Lord tells you. And how do you do that? You go to the Lord and you say, Lord, I'm in this situation or I'm going to be in this situation. I'm not sure how to answer. I'm not sure what to say. Will you help me? And then read his word daily because that feeds you. It feeds you with wisdom. It shows you a different set of priorities. It shows you the power that God has given you in his word, in the sacraments, especially in the Eucharist. It's all there for you, brothers and sisters, but we have to want it and receive it and seek it and put it to work when it's given to us. Please, there are people in your town, in your parish, in your city. I pray not, but I know the likelihood is very high. There are people all around you who are being lost forever. You need to be light in the darkness. You need, as God shows you how, you can't walk into a grocery store and start preaching the gospel to asking everybody to be quiet. You can't do that. But what you can do is in every circumstance you're in, say, Lord, lead me. If there's anything you want me to say here, anything you want me to do. And sometimes it's just simple kindness, an act of generosity, a warm greeting, a promise to pray. Sometimes it's that simple. But sometimes, and I found it, that when I say, well, good morning, and how are you? Somebody says, do you have a minute? I'm really in need. Now, yes, they know me, and they know I may be able to help them. But brothers and sisters, you're going to be put in similar circumstances. If you're reading the word daily, if you're frequenting the sacraments, if you're receiving the Eucharist, if you know the presence of the Holy Spirit in your heart, if you're asking for all the graces of baptism and confirmation to come alive in you, God always lets it up to our free will. But if you ask for that, you will be given it. And you too will become a light in the darkness. That's what God wants. That's what he desires. Your friends, says Psalm 145, your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. And we do it in simple ways. But if we do it and we're faithful to it, God will use us to bring many, many, many souls to him. I really urge you, brothers and sisters, take a look at our website, renewalministries.net. See what's there. Begin to fill, if you don't already, begin to fill your mind and your heart with the word of truth. Begin to fill your mind and heart with stories, with testimonies of people who have followed what I'm saying here and the power that's come in their lives and the good fruit that's being born already. That's what God wants to do for you. He loves you. Again, I would recommend to you that you take a look at Father Jacques Philippe, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-E, I believe, Father Jacques Philippe, and learn what he has to offer you. It will be of great help to you. Pray that God may abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.